Birshus L'Rishiva and Rebbeim. In this week's parasha, we find the Torah describing in great detail about how the Mishkan and its kelim were supposed to be constructed. One of the most fascinating kelim in the Mishkan and later in the Beit HaMikdash was the kaporet, the lid of the Aron, with the keruvim, the cherubs. And the Torah says a very interesting pasuk. V'ayu ha-keruvim poresei chenafayim lema'ala, suchachim b'chanfeim al ha-kaporet, ufneihem ish el achiv. El penei ha-kaporet yiyu penei ha-keruvim. Which means, the way they were constructed is that the keruvim were facing each other. There's a famous Gemara in Masechet Baba Batra, Daf Tzaditet Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings down a machloket Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbi Elazar about the positioning of the keruvim in the Mishkan versus the Beit HaMikdash. And the machloket is, one held, doesn't say which one is which, one of them held that they faced each other, ish el achiv, and the other held, pinehem labayit. One of them held that they faced the wall of the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Both the Rashbam and Tosfot point out that these are two separate psukim. Ish el achiv, the Torah says that they faced one another, in reference to the keruvim of the Mishkan. Ufnehem labayit, facing the wall, that was the pasuk in Bayit She'asah Shlomo, the Beit HaMikdash that Shlomo HaMelech built. So now the Gemara asks, according to the opinion that says that in Mishkan they were facing one another, what is he going to do with the pasuk that says that the keruvim were facing the wall? To which the Gemara says, Lakashia, kan bizman she'osim ritzono shel makom, kan bizman she'en osim ritzono shel makom. When Am Yisrael fulfilled the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the keruvim faced each other directly in a show of love and affection. We know that one of the keruvim had the face of a boy, the other keruv had the face of a girl, and they looked at each other affectionately when Am Yisrael performed the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas, if they did not, ufnehem labayit, they turned around and they faced the wall. That's one Man D'Amar. Now the Gemara asks the opposite. According to the Man D'Amar, that says that they were facing the wall, Hare, there's another pasuk in our parasha that says, Ufnehem ishel achiv, that they faced one another. How are you going to get around that? Says the Gemara, De'atzded atzduye, which means they were constructed on a slant. They were constructed on a tilt. The Rashbam explains that sometimes when you speak to a friend, not always do you face them directly. Sometimes you can tilt your head a little bit and still talk to him in a nice, friendly manner. And that's how they were constructed, both in the Mishkan and in Beit HaMikdash, on a slant. The Rashbam and Tosfot on the spot point out, how come according to this Man D'Amar, the Gemara didn't give the answer that we said before? Kan bizman she'osim tzono shel makom, kan bizman she'en osim. Why didn't we give that answer? Says the Rashbam and Tosfos, because over there we're talking about a situation, this is how they were constructed lechatechila. And we know that when they constructed the keruvim lechatechila, it wouldn't have been in a way that personifies not doing Ritzono Shel Makom, hence the Gemara had to find another yeshuv that they were built on a tilt. That's the Rashbam and Tosfot. Now, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, famously, in Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Aleph Perek Chet, he has a very famous drasha on this, and he points out, he says, but what would possess them to build, to construct the Keruvim on a tilt? Why not just make them straight? I understand that that's what one Man D'Amar holds, but why on a tilt? Why not just make it straight? And he explains by quoting a different famous Gemara, Brachot Daf Lamed Amud Bet, the legendary machloket between Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Ishmael quotes the basuk, Ve'agita bo yomam v'layla. He says, Yachol dvarim tichtavam. Perhaps the pasuk is to be understood at face value, that you have to learn at all hours of the day. He says, but there's another pasuk, Ve'asafta deganecha v'tiroshecha v'yitzarecha. The Torah says you have to work. So he says, Hanheg bahem minhag derech eretz. You have to tell people to work. So what's pshat? Says the Gemara, no, really the Torah means they should go out to work. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai seemingly got upset at this idea. And he says, Yachol adam choresh v'shat harisha, zura v'shat ziriyah. Person goes to work. Torah matehe aleha. What's going to be with the Torah if you go out to work? To which he says, Ela, bizman she'Yisrael osim retzono shel makom. When Am Yisrael follows the path of Torah mitzvot, melachtam na'aset al yedei acherim. Others will do their work for them. ובזמן שאינם עושים רצונו של מקום, when Am Yisrael doesn't fulfill the will of Hashem, מלאכתם נעשית על ידי עצמם. They will do their own work, שנאמר, as the Pasuk says, ואספת דגניך, you're going to work yourself as a punishment for not listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And many Rishonim jump on this Gemara, and they say, hey, wait a second, that Pasuk seems to be taken out of context. Where is the Pasuk ve'asafta deganecha? That's in Parashat V'haya im Shamoa. And how does that Parashat start? V'haya im Shamoa tishme'u el mitzvotai. If you listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you follow the mitzvot ve'asafta deganecha. It's a reward, not a punishment, Rabbi Shimon. So why are you saying that? Rav Chaim Velazhner explains, he says you have to take a step back. Many people understand this machloket incorrectly. They think that Rabbi Ishmael was advocating for going to work, and Rabbi Shimon was advocating for sitting and learning. And he says that is incorrect. He says nothing could be further from the truth. Rather, Rabbi Ishmael understood that on obviously a person's greatest calling in this world is Shifti Bevet Hashem Kol Mechayai, never to budge from the Beit HaMidrash, always to be sitting and learning. But he realized that on a national scale, that is nearly impossible for the entirety of the Jewish nation just to be sitting and learning all the time. Lo shayach. Therefore, according to Rabbi Ishmael, the Torah men hanheg bahem minhag derech eretz. Why is it going to say hanheg bahem? Says Rabbi Chaim Velazhner, bahem means with the divrei Torah. Go to work because that's what's needed bederech klal on a national scale. But even when you're going to work, or even when you're studying or any of the other mundane pursuits that we have in this life, hanheg bahen minhag derech eretz. Bahen is bedivrei Torah. Even when you're involved in the derech eretz, in the work, in the parnasah, in whatever tirdot you have in this world, make sure that your machshava always revolves around the Torah kedosha. But on an individual scale, even Rabbi Ishmael agrees that for an individual, if he can hack it, if he's able to sit and learn, he has a chiyuv to do so. He agrees to Rabbi Ishmael. And that's why, very interestingly, he points out, in the entire parasha, V'haya in Shamoa, the entire parasha is all bilshon rabim. It's all in plural language. V'haya in Shamoa, tishme'u, el mitzvei etchem, everything's plural. Besides for two words in the entire parasha. What are those two words? Ve'asafta deganecha, bilshon yachid, to teach you that even Rabbi Ishmael, when it comes to yachid, he agrees to Rabbi Shimon that if a yachid can handle it, I agree that the greatest erech, the greatest value that you can have in the world is shivti bevet Hashem kol mechayai. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he says, even on a national level, what's required of Am Yisrael, wherever possible, is for them to be totally dedicated to the Torah and mitzvot, and not even to go to work. If that doesn't happen, that's not considered not being osek birtzonob shel makom. But if they go out to work and their machshava is not on the Torah kedosha, ve'asafta deganecha, then even Am Yisrael, he says, that's considered not being osek birtzonob shel makom, because at that point, you did go out to work, b'di'avad, according to Rabbi Shimon, but you're not thinking, your mind is not where it's supposed to be. Based on this, says the Nefesh HaChaim, we can understand the discrepancy between the Mishkan and the Beit HaMikdash and the different Shittot. Watch this. He says, when it comes to the Mishkan, Am Yisrael, the Dor HaMidbar, they had all of their necessities taken care of for. They had the man, Be'era Shel Miriam, Anane HaKavod, they didn't have to, nothing. Everything, it rained, literally rained Parnassah down on them. And therefore, the only thing left for them to do, even on a national level, was to be totally dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Torato HaKadosha. And that's why in Bayit Rishon, it was constructed, Ufnehem Ish El Achiv. That was the top madriga, even according to Rabbi Ishmael. That's what was expected of them, to sit and learn, even large scale, even general, because that was the Tzav HaShah that was called for then. However, during the times of Shlomo HaMelech, the dynamic in Am Yisrael was a little bit different. On a national scale, Am Yisrael was no longer being provided for directly by heavenly intervention to the extent that they were in the Midbar. As the Pasuk over there says, Ishtachat Gafno, Vishtachat Einato, they just got portions in Eretz Yisrael, they had to work on it, they had to work. Over there, now we have a machloket. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu expect from that door? So he says, according to the Tanah that says that HaKadosh, that even in Bayit Rishon, even in Bayit Rishon that Shlomo HaMelech built, the Kruvim were face to face. He holds, like Rabbi Shimon, who says that even on a national scale, the greatest calling is sitting and learning, even for everybody. And according to the Man D'Amar, then Bayit Rishon, the Kruvim were created on, were constructed on a slant, that Tana holds like Rabbi Ishmael, who says that, yeah, you know, slanted, Kadosh Baruch Hu understood that Am Yisrael as a whole needs to work, but still it was on a slant to remind you that if there's Yechidim that have this calling and they're able to sit down, as the Rambam in the last Perek of Ilchot Matnot Aniyim explains, Velo Shevet Levi Bilvad, anybody who feels this passion for sitting and learning must do so, even according to Rabbi Ishmael. And I just want to show you a ra'ayah, a fascinating machloket in the poskim. You know, if you look for it hard enough, you can really glean musar even from heavy halachics. And there's a very interesting Shulchan Aruch. Maran writes in Shulchan Aruch, Or HaChaim, Siman Mem Zayin, Sa'if Yod, with regards to Birkot HaTorah, says Maran, Im Ifsik Mi Lilmod V'Nit'asek Ba'Asakav, person made Birkot HaTorah in the morning, and then he stopped, went to work. Kevan She'da'ato Lachzor Lilmod, La'ev Efsik. Since even though he went to work, dealt with other things, comes back to learn, it's not considered a Yaseach HaDat, which would require a new Biracha. Why? Kivan she'da'ato lachzor lilmod. Since in his mind, he's going back to learn. Magen Avraham, on the spot, is medayek that we see from, and he says, he brings the same thing from a Tshuvat Rosh in Klal Dalit, Siman Bet, who says that we see from the language of Maran, only when his kavanah was to come back to learn after work, does he not need a new bracha. But if he didn't have such kavanah, stamdat, let's say he went and then he changed his mind and says, you know what, let me sit down and learn. That is considered Seach HaDat, and you'd have to make a new Birkot HaTorah. That's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. Hagaon Taz writes over here, not like that. He brings the Tshuvat HaRosh, and he says, Lo Nachon. He says, that's incorrect. He writes, Maran used a very interesting choice of language. He didn't say, Im Ifsik Mi Lilmod V'Nit'asek Ba'Asakav, Im Da'ato Lachzor V'Lilmod, If. He didn't say Im. He said, Kevan She'Da'ato Lachzor Lilmod. What does Kevan mean? Stam da'at of a person is always lachzor lilmod. And therefore, mina stam, when the guy's done work or when he's done whatever he's doing, comes back, you still, stam da'at is that you're patur, therefore he's not chayav to make another Birkot HaTorah. Why? He says, in general, you have this chiyuv rovetz, you have this chiyuv of Talmud Torah at all times, just what? When you're busy with all sorts of different tirdot, you're patur. As soon as those tirdot are off, the chiyuv takes effect. Again, and then therefore you're back into the chiyuv, no new bracha necessary. Most poskim understand that the Magen Avraham and Taz are disagreeing. The Mishnah Berurah understands like that, and la halacha paskin sefek brachot la'akel, and you would not make a new bracha like the Taz. However, if you look at Machatzit HaShekel on this halacha, Machatzit HaShekel says, Mora marchada umora marchada vela palige. They're not arguing. You know why? Look very closely. The Taz is talking about what kind of person. A person whose mind is always on learning. Even when he goes to work, he wishes he could learn. Therefore, as soon as he's done working, the first thing he comes back to is etshavan asho. He goes back to learning. That kind of person, Be'emet, it's not considered a Seach HaDat, and even the Magen Avraham would agree. What's the Magen Avraham talking about? Says the Machatzit HaShekel. He's talking about a person that doesn't usually make time for learning. He's not kovei itin la'Torah. Just what? Happened once in a blue, let's say he went to work, there were no customers that day. He says, you know what? Great idea. Let me sit down and learn something. You're not somebody who sits and learns usually. You're nimlach. That for you is considered a Seach HaDat. Now you have to make a new bracha. And he says it's possible that the Taz would agree to that also. You see that there's two different kinds of Jews walking the face of the earth. One who's licked in learning, somebody who is always, just like we say, by the Masechet Hadrach, Hadrach Alan, V'da'atach Alan. Oh, we're always thinking about the Torah Kedosha in any pursuit that we go for in this world. And then there's another kind of Jew who, you know, he knows the Torah exists, but it's not on his mind. One creates a Yaseach HaDa'at, and one, there's no Yaseach HaDa'at because at the end of the day, you're always, always into it. That's what the Torah meant. Hanheg ba'im min had derech eretz. Whatever way HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes you in life, even if a person might not be zoche to be shivti bevet Hashem kol mechayai, you might not be sitting in the Beit Hashem, but Rav Chaim Lajner says, even Rabbi Shmuel holds that you got to take the Beit Hashem with you wherever you go, that'll also be considered some sort of bechina of shivti bevet Hashem, and that's how we can reconcile the differences in the psukim about the kiruvim and which way they were facing when they were constructed.
I'm going to...